I'm George Stevens, and I'm a person. I was held as property as a child. Even before my birth, I was called a slave in an America you wouldn't recognize. But folks like you helped me escape north to freedom. And in 1864, I joined the infantry to fight for my country. I fought so all slaves would be recognized as persons, not property. And we won. But today in Colorado, there are still people called property. Children, just like I was. And that America you thought you wouldn't recognize is all around you. And these children are being killed. This November, vote yes on Amendment 62. Amendment 62 declares unborn children persons, not property. And that's the America I fought for. So visit personhoodcolorado.com. And in November, vote yes on 62. It's the right thing to do.
Greetings to the brightest audience in the country. I am Bob Enyart, the pastor of Denver Bible Church, and there's someone taking over the studio. He's trying to take over the studio. Greg Jackson, welcome to Bob Enyart Live.
Good to be here, Bob. Greg, I would never encroach on your domain. I know better.
You know, you've been a talk show host in Boston and L.A., two major cities. In fact, you were on the Blowtorch in Boston.
WRKO.
WRKO.
First job ever in radio.
Wow. I just love Boston. I mean, it's so filthy liberal, but I just love the city.
Yeah, the city is great. It's too bad that all the nice cities like Boston, San Francisco, L.A., and Denver just infested with liberals. Why is that?
Yeah.
They take over, and California especially. Yeah. And when we moved here from California, I thought, why do all the conservatives have to leave? Small business owners that get pushed out of the state by the oppressive taxes.
And you were a talk show host in Los Angeles and...
On Salem Radio before Salem I was Radio. Let go, and I think we've shared this with your audience before my show was canceled.
Because you told the truth about Mitt Romney, that Romney is a child killer, tax-funded, late-term abortion on demand, the whole bit.
It wasn't just that I exposed Mitt Romney, who Salem was behind, Ed Atzinger,
who
Stu Epperson.
Who instituted homosexual marriage in Massachusetts.
Illegally, unilaterally, unconstitutionally.
Right. Illegally,
Right, but...
There's no legal way to do that.
No, there's no legal way to do that.
He
good
did
point.
It unilaterally.
Unilaterally, on his own. There was no court order, as he and many of his backers have claimed. But the bottom line was...
They've just lied because there's no court order.
Outright lied, and we know that because I've challenged Ann Coulter to give her $1 million if she could produce this supposed phantom court
order. Yeah, that's right. And we have that video that surpassed 44,000 views on YouTube, the Coulter hangups, the Ann Coulter hangups. You're in it, John Haskins, Steve.
We all have cameos.
Yeah,
it's a masterpiece.
It's a fun video.
If your listeners have not heard that, they got to go to YouTube. The Ann Coulter hangups. Any of you think that Ann Coulter is an authentic conservative, pro-life, pro-family, American sovereignty, pro-U.S. Constitution, I used to be friends with Ann. I've had her on my show a number of times in WRKO. You know, hobnobbed with her a little bit at CPAC, but then I realized the truth about a lot of these people. And getting back to Salem, Bob, quickly, before we get into the news, I realized Salem didn't cancel my show just because, Bob, I exposed Mitt Romney. He was just a symptom of the problem.
Yeah.
He was just an illustration, a projection.
He's a symptom.
Symptom.
He's like a pimple.
But he was a perfect projection, a holograph, if you will, of what much of the conservative movement had become.
Right.
He was just a mirror image of the phonies, people who give lip service to the issues that pro-family Christian voters care about, but really don't really care about them. And what I did was, I took it one step further. I didn't just expose Romney. I exposed all of those talk radio show hosts who were either employed by Salem Radio or who took out airtime, who paid for airtime on Salem Radio.
Like Hugh Hewitt, Michael Medved,
Jay Sekulow,
Prager,
who
Janice
people
Prager.
Mistakenly think is, you know, not to say that
the guys who are sold out for the power base of the Republican Party, which is pro-homosexual and pro-abortion, and they get candidates like Mitt Romney, for example,
yes,
who are radically pro-homosexual, pro pro-abortion, pro-tax-funded abortion, and they pretend, they lie and say that these people are family values, Christian, conservative, when they're not. They're socialist, pro-government health care reform, the whole scam. Romney Care is so similar to Obamacare.
It's actually worse.
It's worse. It just flat out funds abortion on demand, late term, anything.
Abortion on demand.
Right.
And not only that, but Mitt Romney went, this happened 3 years after his supposed pro-life conversion.
Yeah, and at
that
least.
That nobody believes.
And at least Obama had the decency to lie to us and say, my health care plan will not fund abortion. Romney didn't even have the decency to lie to us. He just flat out funds abortion on demand.
But you know what? Romney, at the end of the day, is only a symptom of the problem. Just like our bad economy and leaky borders are a symptom of the problem. The major problem is that Christians, in my opinion, Bob, have compromised God's truth, biblical truth. We don't follow sound doctrine anymore, and this is what we get. We get what we deserve. We get the compromised. I've always said the Republican Party is the party of compromise. So we get what? Compromise candidates like John McCain and Mitt Romney and all of these. And until the grassroots of the Christian conservative, pro-family, pro-life Christian conservatives stop compromising, and not to say that there's any perfect candidates out there.
No, not at all. But when a candidate is on record supporting homosexual marriage and tax-funded child killing, then they're disqualified.
Immediately. There's got to be some non-negotiables, as James Dobson said.
Right.
His one non-negotiable, what? You can't be in favor of killing a child. And if you're in favor in any way, at any stage, of legalized, quote-unquote legalized child murder, then you won't get my vote. That's where I draw the line. Now, he reneged on that promise, and that made us very sad.
Right, that was tragic, but that is a valid standard.
We got to have some non-negotiables.
It's disqualifying if you support the killing of innocent children. That's a disqualifier.
And by the way, it should be in the governor's race here in Colorado.
Absolutely.
In my opinion, you have to be for personhood, which I know we're going to discuss, which gives legal rights under the 5th and 14th Amendments, legal rights at the very moment of conception to babies in their mother's wombs, correct?
Right, at the beginning of biological development.
And that is, so that just, it absolutely destroys.
Because you're a person then.
You're a person.
Remember the incarnation, we read about it in the Bible when the Holy Spirit overshadowed Mary and Jesus, God the Son, became flesh in her womb. And every indication is in the scriptures that Mary had a normal 9-month pregnancy. Normal. When it was full term, when that time came to pass, she delivered in Bethlehem. And so God the Son was in her womb from that first moment of conception. He didn't become Jesus in the second or third trimester.
No, you're exactly right. And that's the thing. So when personhood, which I believe will pass in November, thanks largely to your efforts and others
so
like Leslie Hanks and Joe Scott and all of these people who are really, truly, authentically pro-life. You know, a lot of people call themselves pro-life. But the bottom line is that even here, getting back to the governor's race here, I believe that there should be some non-negotiables for people who call themselves pro-family, pro-life conservatives, right? Mm-hmm. And for me, you have to be personhood. You have to believe at the very least, and this is the most important issue, I believe, of our times, that babies in the womb possess an inalienable, God-given right to life.
If we lived 150 years ago, the issue would be blacks owned as property and held as slaves.
That's right.
That would be the issue. If we lived in Germany 60 years ago, the issue would be treating Jews like animals. That would be the issue. But we live today, and today children are dismembered by Planned Parenthood. Planned Parenthood makes arguments against unborn children, and liberals, people who don't think, people have no moral compass, they buy into those lies and advocate killing kids. God calls us to love and protect our innocent neighbors, these kids.
You're exactly right. And at the very least, all of our rights, since all of our rights come from God, if none of these other issues, Bob, that we're talking about, and they're all important issues.
Yeah,
I'm looking at the Denver Post today. Poll, the front page above the fold, poll places jobs first. Most Coloradans agree economy trumps all other all other concerns in the U.S.
So they
now
say
we have 10%
money is
unemployment.
The most important thing. Boy, liberals must have got through to everybody. Because money is not the most important thing. In fact, the Bible says, and Greg, we take the Colorado Right to Life truth truck to the tea parties, and we have a big picture of an aborted child and a big truck and a Bible verse that says that vast revenues with injustice is wicked. So it doesn't matter how much money you have. If you have injustice, you're in rebellion against God. So the money doesn't offset the child killing.
And by the way, the United States of America 2010 is prima facie evidence of what you have just asserted. Why? We're the richest nation on earth. We have 60 million people on some form of a psychotropic drug. Mm. We're the most depressed nation in the world because we know because God...
Suicide is epidemic.
Suicide
divorce
is epidemic.
Is epidemic.
We have epidemic rates of gonorrhea, syphilis, and other HTDs.
HPV,
among
human papilloma virus.
Among our children.
There's a price to be paid.
50% divorce rate.
For shaking your fist at God, there's a price to be paid.
It all emanates from the fact that 40 years ago, almost 40 years ago, we violated the most sacred, inviolate right that human beings possess. And that's the major issue of the day, whether the Denver Post wants to acknowledge it or
so
not.
The Denver Post, they probably ask
and
people.
And those are important to.
They probably ask people, check which are the most important issues. And I'm sure they left child killing off the list.
But jobs,
that's important. But when you're killing kids, it certainly is secondary.
Well, that's exactly right.
Right.
But these are all symptoms of the problem. The major problem is that because we no longer fear God, and we can call ourselves a Christian nation, you know, Jeremiah Wright, I believe, was exactly right. Not for the same reasons that you and I would say, but when he said God isn't blessing America, God is damning America, I believe he is to a certain. Now, we're blessed in many ways. If you yourself that we're not that we're not under judgment right now, aren't these all manifestations of a nation under judgment?
Yeah, the blessings and the protection that flow to a nation that's honoring and obeying God have been withdrawn because we're in rebellion against God, so we suffer. Our families
we're
are
being
destroyed.
Invaded by our enemies. Yeah. We have a Muslim in the White House right now. How much more clear can it be to Americans that we are a nation under judgment, that God has allowed this? If you believe that God is sovereign in the affairs of man, then we need to take a look at ourselves in the mirror.
We're reaping what we
have
sown. Now, Greg Jackson is
I feel
the
bad. I'm taking over your program now. I'm like interviewing. This is your show.
Well, that's mine.
You're Bob Enyart.
You're Greg Jackson. You're the author of Conservative Comebacks to Liberal Lies, which is a national bestseller. You were the host of the presidential sessions at CPAC.
Introduced Mitt Romney twice, shook hands with him.
We figured out.
By the way, he was wearing floods. The thing I noticed about him when I sat behind him as he spoke and I was the only guy up there was that not only was he one of the only ones to read from a teleprompter, McCain being the other one, even Giuliani didn't read from the teleprompter, but he also had really bad floods. And I thought to myself, this is the guy who started Bain Capital.
You mean his
he's a multi-bazillionaire.
Like 6 inches too short?
Yeah, floods. He was wearing, he had the floods going. I'm like, guy, you got to get some pants. You know, go to Louis in Boston.
He's got the hair down, but not the pants.
He's got the hair down. Exactly right. But he needs to work on his haberdashery.
So, Greg, in CPAC, we figured out finally what CPAC stands for. CPAC stands for nothing, absolutely nothing.
Well, we realized it this year.
Yeah.
Right.
Well, they kept
it was the Conservative Political Action Conference, which I realized a couple of years ago was a total farce. And now the rest of the country has seen that they're totally sold out, that their goal the entire time. And I'm speaking of David Keene, who is the head of CPAC Americans. What is it? The ACU. American Conservative Union, who also is the major organizer for CPAC. Their major goal all along has been to infiltrate the conservative movement to essentially make the definition of conservatism utterly meaningless, to make it mean whatever you want it to mean, but to drive all of
it
the moral elements
out,
social elements
the
out.
Social issues are out, and our friends who have power and money are in. That's what conservatism means.
That's right.
Our friends who have power and money are in, and the moral issues, honoring God, that's out.
That's out. And by the way,
that is the Conservative Party. That's the Republican Party today.
And by the way, it was those moral issues that gave birth to the modern day conservative movement,
right,
and really they were the progenitor of the Republican Party, which was the abolitionist party, a great moral movement of our day.
Hmm. Wow, what a great point.
And now it's nothing but the party of, you know, now, you're going to run on lower taxes. Yeah, I agree with you, but, you know.
I just realized you introduced Mitt Romney at CPAC at the president. I think I should kick you out of the studio.
I didn't know then what I know now. Let's put it that way. Yeah. I was just beginning.
We've all woken up. We've come of age. We've learned.
And that's the thing. When I was at Salem, going back, we've gone down a million rabbit trails here, and I feel bad
for
that.
But that's okay.
But to tie it back up, at Salem, I was basically, my show was canceled, which was called
Salem
Truth and
Radio
Hope.
Network, one of the largest radio networks.
Christian
in the
media
country,
networks.
Started by Christians.
Correct. Ed Atzinger.
It went public.
Yep.
Ed Atzinger.
Which now is trading at 30 cents a share. And I told him in a private meeting when they were interviewing me.
Etzinger. Not Atzinger. He's the actor.
Yeah, he played. Didn't he play Barney Fife? No, not Barney Fife.
Mary Tyler Moore.
Mary Tyler Moore show.
He played Mary Tyler Moore in drag.
Yeah. No, that wasn't him.
This was Ed Atzinger.
That's right, Ed Atzinger. They're the largest Christian media broadcast media organization. They're trading at, I think, like $1 a share.
No longer. They went public.
They used to be at $70, and I sat in a private meeting with them, and I said, look, because they asked me, you know, who are you going to endorse, or what if Rudy Giuliani is a Republican nominee? This is back in 2007. I said, well, they said, what would you tell your audience? Because Michael Savage told his audience not to vote for George Bush. And I said, well, I wouldn't claim to hold sway and tell them anything, but what I would do is tell the truth, and I'd say that I would never support a baby killer, and Romney is, and so is McCain, and so is Giuliani.
The interview is openly, outwardly pro-abortion in every conceivable child-killing way. Rudy Giuliani
can't get enough of it.
And I asked Hugh Hewitt when he was on the floor of the Republican convention,
how many babies?
I asked him. Okay, let's say, because he said, you know, we got to oppose the Clintons. They support partial birth abortion. So I said, well, how about Rudy Giuliani? What if he's the party nominee? Would you support him? Absolutely. Absolutely.
He's got an R near his name.
There's
the abortion doesn't hurt as much if it's a Republican administration.
Yeah, the child doesn't suffer as much.
There's an R near his name.
There's no bottom to that abyss. When you are willing to compromise on child killing, Hugh Hewitt, you will compromise on anything.
And that was the problem. And that's what I was exposing. By God's grace, because I used to be one of those Jacobian utilitarian pragmatists, lesser of two evils. If we can, you know, somehow
do something good with your vote, vote yes on 62.
That's right.
Forget about voting for the lesser of evil. They've had us voting for the evil for 30 years.
End child killing for good. Just end it where it started.
Do something good with your vote. Vote yes on 62.
I agree.
Yeah.
And that's the slogan right there.
So some of the
not let's get a permission slip first before you kill the baby, or
wait 24 hours,
or, you know, we're just going to regulate how we're going to kill babies. You can only kill redheaded babies this week, and they have to be, you know.
The time for that foolishness being foisted on millions of Christians is past.
It is time to stop child killing. And I believe it's going to go through. Amendment 62 is going to pass.
Wow.
And the gates of hell shall not prevail over what we are about to do.
Wow.
By God's grace, by God's benevolence,
Greg, in three months.
It's
exciting. August has just begun, so we've got August, September, October to campaign, and we are a light year ahead of where the campaign was 2 years ago, the personhood campaign. There are hundreds of churches involved. There are tens of thousands.
Including ours.
Including yours.
Including yours, including the one I go to in Denver.
Well, tell me about your church. What are you guys doing for Amendment 62?
Church in the City, Beth Abraham.
That's a cool church.
16th and Gaylord. Now, on your show when I filled in for you. Pastor Michael Walker, phenomenal guy, a doer of the word, who believes, like we do, Bob, that we need to take an active stand, that this isn't a political issue, that this is although it is in some regards, but for the most part, it is the greatest moral, social issue of the day that Christians, and like our friend Flip Benham, who began Operation Rescue, once famously said, abortion will only end when the church decides it should end. And the time is now. And Michael Walker, who's a senior pastor at Church in the City, Beth Abraham, has pledged his backing, his support for personhood, Amendment 62.
That's exciting.
In the center, but it gets better.
That's exciting, Greg.
It gets
church
better.
Church in the City is
listen
a cool
to this.
Church.
This coming Friday night, Bob Enyart, and I know all of the members of your church, Denver Bible Church, are going to be there, a lot of them, to support Pastor
Walter Hoy
from California.
The personhood co-sponsor out in California.
African-American guy who is just on fire. Now, it didn't pass in California this time around.
But they got 600,000 votes to get
signatures.
It on the ballot. They're a little short, but in a year from now, they
it'll
start
get
again.
On. It'll get on, especially with the momentum I think that's going to be generated here, as I've said before. It's going to start a tsunami here in Colorado, in the rest of the country. But here's the best part. He's going to be speaking. Why I Can't Wait is what he's going to be talking about.
Wait.
You are not going to want to miss it. And anybody who is a believer, a backer, a supporter of Amendment 62 needs to go to Church in the City Beth Abraham on 16th and Gaylord.
16th and Gaylord.
This Friday night, which is August 6th at 7 p.m., the doors open. You are going to want to come and show your support for Pastor Hoy for Amendment 62. It's going to be
now,
a prayer meeting.
Does it start?
We're going to pray. And because I'll tell you what, you know what our secret sauce is?
What?
God Almighty. We're not going to do this by our own. And you know this because of your website that you created and all the work that you've done. Mm. It's not by power nor by might, says the Lord, but by my spirit.
Yeah, amen.
It's God's Holy Spirit that is going to move hearts across Colorado,
so
across
Hoy
the Rocky Mountains.
Christians will pray and ask for God's blessing for a victory. And so it's Friday night at what time?
7 p.m.
7 p.m.
Church
got
in the City.
We've got an elder meeting Friday. Denver Bible Church starts at 4:30. That'll
have
get
it at Church
out,
in the City.
That'll get out in time for me to get to this prayer meeting.
It's going to be packed.
Okay.
But we need everybody there. And everybody needs to be there for a couple of reasons. Number one, it's the huddle. It's Huddle 360. We need to be in support of this. This guy is taking a month off. He's going all around. And by the way,
we've invited
a number of other churches. Folks, listen, this is not somebody else's battle. If you are a Christian, pro-life, conservative, whatever you consider yourself to be, but you are for personhood, you need to be there showing your support. I beg you, an hour and a half, come pray with us, come celebrate, come worship, and come show your support for Pastor Hoy, but more importantly, for all of the other congregations that are going to be there. We need to unify and interlock arms and show support for one another. Like no other time in this whole, because we're starting right now, isn't it, Bob?
Yeah, that's right.
It's starting right now.
The campaign really starts now. It's August.
This is when people are starting to pay attention.
Right. The primary is right around the corner, and then it's the general election. And so we are there. We're at the right time. In fact, I visited the campaign headquarters just an hour ago. They're mailing out a box of flyers for a gal in Parker, name is Jeannie. And she went on the campaign tracker, mycampaigntracker.org, and she said, I want to do a literature drop in my precinct.
I love it.
And so they mailed out the flyers for her to go to the homes in her neighborhood. And I've done two of these now, Greg, two precincts. It is fun to walk a precinct and put a flyer at every door. It's really fun, and I'm going to keep doing it. I'm going to do it week after week. I'm going to do my surrounding precincts.
And you know what? All we're doing is we're planting seeds. It doesn't matter what people do with it. God is in charge of the results. All we're called to do is to plant the seeds, and that's what you're talking about. So let me ask you this. If personhood, or I should say when personhood does pass, Bob Enyart.
All right.
Who's going to be the biggest winners and who are going to be the biggest losers?
Wow.
And what are the ramifications going to be nationally?
All right. Wow. Okay. Personhood passes.
Yes, which it
nationally.
Will.
All right. Here's who it's going to hurt the most. It's going to hurt the pro-life industry because they're going to lose their gravy train of hundreds of millions of dollars of ongoing revenue. That's who it's going to hurt. You know who it's going to help the most? It's going to help Planned Parenthood and the abortionists the most. Because they're going to stop killing kids. They're going to stop killing children. And Greg, when the Allies went in and had the victory against the Nazis, you know who the number one beneficiaries were? The Germans. Because they stopped killing the innocent.
Mm-hmm.
And so God's way of looking at things is often different than our ways. But this will help the abortion industry the most because it will stop them from killing innocent children. And they're heaping up God's wrath against them right now. So, of course, it's going to be a blessing for the babies and for the moms who no longer will be killing
future
their children.
Generations.
Right.
Who will be allowed to live.
But it's going to hurt the pro-life industry because it'll shut it down. and we'll lose our
very lucrative pro-life industry.
Very lucrative.
How many millions does Planned Parenthood make a year?
Well, Planned Parenthood,
and a lot of it's cash too,
to
right?
The doctors
are millionaires who perform these child murders.
Yeah, but the pro-life industry, just on the partial birth abortion ban, they took in $250 million. That's a lot of money. So that whole gravy train that'll stop because we'll have won the battle.
And by the way, James Dobson admitted that ban, supposed ban on partial birth abortion, that hasn't saved the life of even one child.
Right. He wrote in his monthly newsletter, ending partial birth abortion does not save a single human life.
Not a single,
one.
But it raised $250 million for a lot of
it was a great fundraiser. It was a horrendous pro-life strategy.
Which is why there's only one strategy, end child killing. Either we allow it and regulate it or we don't. Either it's a God-given right or it's not. So, that's a loser, obviously.
Yeah, the pro-life industry will be hurt the most because they're going to lose all their revenue for the most part. And the child killers will be helped the most. And then the rest of us are in the middle, and we could start to expect to see God's blessing on our land again because we're not sacrificing our children.
Right. And those blessings, the things that people think are the real problems, right? Jobs, illegal immigration, deficits,
economy.
Those are all symptoms.
They're all symptoms.
Of
Mitt Romney,
quote unquote,
is a symptom.
He's just
a
symptom.
Today.
Obama's
he's
just a
pimple.
Symptom.
He's just a
symptom, right?
Yeah.
The real problem is with God. The Bible says judgment starts in the house of the Lord.
So,
it starts with us.
So, Greg, at the personhood press conference on Monday last week at the Capitol, the guy running for governor on the Constitution Party, Ben Goss, announced that he would vacate his spot to Tom Tancredo.
Yes.
You've interviewed Tom.
I have on my radio show.
And we're almost out of time. We got a minute.
Real quickly.
But he said, if Tom Tancredo is 100% pro-life and will endorse the Personhood Amendment 62, I will vacate my spot. And they both were true to their word. Tom Tancredo, at his press conference on Thursday, announced that he has endorsed Amendment 62.
Praise God.
That's very encouraging. And Ben Goss did vacate. So now Tom Tancredo's running for governor.
And now all he has to do is retract his endorsement of the biggest child murderer in the country, Mitt Romney,
who signed into law
$50 elective surgical abortions on demand.
Who funds abortion on demand, late term, whatever, through government health care reform.
That's right.
Romney Care. So, Tom Tancredo, I think he now knows, I think.
He has to retract
it. When he endorsed Mitt Romney, that was a grave mistake, because Romney is an advocate of destroying marriage and killing children, and that's not Tom Tancredo's platform. So I would hope that Tom will distance himself from Mitt Romney, who's coming back for 2012,
He'll never go away.
Right. He's a perennial
candidate.
He's
the gift that keeps on giving.
Yeah, he is. And so hopefully Tom Tancredo will distance himself, or preferably...
Zombies never die, Bob.
That's right. Preferably retract his endorsement of Mitt Romney.
For me, it's a deal breaker, and I'm going to keep the pressure up on him because I have a list of about 500 leading pro-family conservative activists, and I'm going to press Tom on this because he really does need to reconcile these two disparate positions. You can't be for personhood and support baby murderers.
Right. Tax-funded, late-term abortion on demand, courtesy of Mitt Romney.
Church in the City,
Friday, 7 o'clock.
Be there.
See you there, Greg. God bless you guys. Our website, kgov.com.